Damian, last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced a revision to the public health order that is in place in the state to slow the spread of COVID-19. Can you give us an update on what the governor had to say?
That's right. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham held a press conference on Thursday afternoon and announced that effective Friday, restrictions on some athletic activities are going to be loosened or were to be loosened, but there were no additional moves to reopen business activities that are currently restricted or operating in limited capacity. However, if you've got kids in youth sports, those were cleared for opening as far as practice and skills development goes, up to 10 participants per group, but contact sports are still not allowed. So that wouldn't include football or basketball or the like. The governor also released some of the restrictions on camping for state residents. This doesn't apply to out-of-state visitors, but for state residents, she announced that they would be allowed to open state parks for overnight camping beginning on October 1st for groups smaller than 10. And with fall upon us, the pumpkin patches around the state are able to open and operate, provided that they're in compliance with COVID-19 protocols for agritourism businesses.
Well, I'm sure that's some welcome news for a lot of folks in our state, especially as the weather begins to cool down a bit in our area.
Nothing says fall like a pumpkin patch.
That's right. Damian, we also have an update for unemployment benefits in this state. Can you give us the latest news on what is available?
Supplemental federal unemployment benefits are back at $300 a week. Workforce Solutions Department announced on Friday they've begun processing supplemental benefits for the five-week period dating back to when those ended on July 26th. Recipients for the new payments have to already qualify for state unemployment benefits of at least $100 a week. But if you are currently unemployed, you might receive up to $1,500 in a separate payment from the standard benefits because of the 5 weeks that have passed since those expired.
One thing that we have talked about since this pandemic has hit is how businesses are adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic. And you have a story that is publishing today, actually, about a local business that is launching to help deliver New Mexico goods to folks across the country.
That's right. It's kind of a little taste of New Mexico on your doorstep. It's a brand new subscription-based service started by Heather Salopek, who owns Legacy Pecans on the plaza in Mesilla. And what she wants to do is curate kind of these surprise boxes sourced with New Mexico goods and deliver them not only to residents of New Mexico, but also across the country. And you think about it, Anthony, if you're a native New Mexican and you're living in Nebraska or Oregon or New Jersey, and it's difficult to fly home right now, this is a way that you can get a little bit of New Mexico delivered to you. And so I talked to Heather about where the idea came from. The first box is scheduled to ship on October the 5th, and it'll contain items from Oregon Mountain Outfitters, a tote bag, as well as New Mexico Pinon Coffee, Legacy Pecans, The Fresh Chili Company, Santa Fe Seasons, and Taos Bakes. And what they're hoping is that even though some businesses have already been forced to shut their doors, those remaining may, through this program, may have a fighting chance to stay afloat. It costs about $50 a month, but if you sign up for a six-month subscription, it's only $43 a month, so the price goes down. You can learn more about it by going to enchantednmbox.com. But it's really kind of a cool idea about just delivering all kinds of New Mexico cuisine and locally made goods all around the country.
Damien, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for the update, and we will talk with you next week.
Excellent.